in the presence of the French king and all the court, and he had returned to the Escorial bearing, with him a little ringlet of yellow hair, and the memory of two childish lips bending down to kiss his hand as he stepped into his carriage. Later on followed a marriage hastily performed at Burgos, a small town at the frontier between the two countries, and the grand public entrance into Madrid with the customary celebration of High Mass at the church of La Atocha, and a more than usual solemn auto da fe in which nearly 300 heretics, amongst them were many Englishmen, had been delivered over to the secular arm to be burned. Certainly he had loved her madly, and to the ruin many thought of his country, then at war with England for the possession of the empire of the New World. He had hardly ever permitted her to be out of his sight. For her he had forgotten, or seemed to have forgotten, all grave affairs of state, and with that terrible blindness that passion brings upon its servants, he had failed to notice that the elaborate ceremonies by which he sought to please her did but aggravate the strange malady from which she suffered. When she died, he was for a time like one bereft of reason. Indeed, there is no doubt but that he would have formally abdicated and retired to the great tapestry monastery at Granada, in which he was already titular prior.